Dennis.
Dwayne wanted to see me.
Dwayne, Dennis is here.
How you doing?
What are you doing?
Okay.
What's going on?
That's what I want to know.
Well, number one, you recording what we're saying?
Should I be?
Should I be?
Should I be?
Well, I got a few questions I want to ask you.
Should I record them?
It's up to you.
It's up to you. Go ahead.
I
didn't record it.
What was the deal the other night about going out with the children's services?
What was going out there?
Why were you going out there?
Well, first of all, I can't tell you the whole reasons I was out there to begin with. But why I went out is because Nikki was the only one was going out by herself. Mm-hmm. There was a domestic going on. And they said there was nobody available to go out there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I said, why don't you send Dan Nichols because he's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And then they said, I was at the comm center when this came up. And they said, well, they can't send Nichols. And I said, why not? He's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. They said they couldn't because they had to get permission from the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. So I think they tried to get that. But in the meantime, she was already on her way out there. Mm-hmm. So I met her out at the Sardinia PD and I went out with her. Because there was nobody to go out with her.
Okay, I was working. And
you were?
Oh, yeah, I was working.
Okay.
Number one,
yeah.
Unless we tell you to go out, you don't have any liability to be out there.
Liability? I have liability everywhere I go.
You have no authority.
Well, I don't have any authority to do anything, but I was dealing with that person already.
But you don't have no authority to be out there on that call.
What call? I didn't go. I went out with the Children's Services.
Yeah. You have no authority to be out there. That's the sheriff's office,
too. I'm investigating some too. I have authority to go.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell me.
I'm the sheriff, not you.
Okay.
When there's a call and my supervisor tells the caseworker to stand by and she does not and you take control.
I didn't take control.
If you take it upon yourself to go out, I'm telling you right now that I'm not giving you that authority.
Okay.
Number two, if you become the sheriff and you are the sheriff and you take over and you want to do that, that's fine. Number three, I'm going to tell you right now, if on a crime scene, I take care of a crime scene. If we have a homicide or anything like that, you respond and we ask for your assistance, I'd like you to come and handle it. Other than that, you are not to be coming in on the crime
scene. I haven't gone any crime scenes and handled anything.
Okay.
And when I went on at Branham's, I didn't do anything. In fact, you were there.
Where?
Branham. Roberta Branham.
Oh, yeah. No,
I didn't take over anything. I don't jump my authority.
Right. But I'm just telling you, as going out with that caseworker, that as far as I'm concerned, you didn't have the authority to go out there if something happens.
She had to go out there, and it's best to have somebody with her in case something happens to her.
The man was done gone. She was told to stand by, and then my unit would meet you in Sardinia to take her out there. And if you took it upon yourself to decide to make that decision to go out there, that's your fault.
Okay, I was already involved with something going on there during the whole day.
Right. I know what you're
so,
the lady told us.
Yeah, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told you.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? If we need your assistance, we'll call in. Okay? That's basically it. Now, I sent a letter up to the Mountain Police Agency.
You're right, and I saw it at the comm center on the table the other night.
Mm-hmm. And you called Brian Mount.
Yeah.
What business was it of you to call Brian Mount and tell about a letter that he had not received?
He received the letter.
Not when you called him.
No, he received it. He hadn't opened it yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So what business of yours, me addressing a letter to the comm center and to Brian Mount, you read mail over there?
It was open. It was open. It was open on a table. It was sitting there. It doesn't say confidential or anything. I read it.
So what business of yours to send it up there to call him?
Well, I put him on notice that you don't want him going out.
That's not your business, Dennis.
But that's not what the letter said, anyway.
That's not what the letter said.
Well, I read the letter.
All right.
I read the letter because it was laying right there on the table.
Still not your business to even read the letter. If you had to
go
over to your comm center, your business is to get your stuff.
You know, when you go somewhere and you see something, do you look at it?
That's not for me to answer.
What do you mean not for you to answer? That's just a logical question. I mean, when you go around, you know, you investigate everything. You keep your eyes open to see everything that's going on. And I came in here and I mentioned it because, you know, there's a lot of people that want to see you step on your Johnson, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's good. I don't think it's good for the whole community, okay? Which is why I came in here and I told Tammy about it, because there's a lot of people out there want to see you fail, okay? Here's the problem with that letter, okay? You're telling them you don't want anybody to go out there unless you give them permission. Okay, say one of those EMS units goes out, okay, and one of your people say, you know, they got to get out there because somebody's dying, and you say, no, you can't go, you can't respond, and say they go out there and they get harmed, right? Who's got the liability under that letter?
All the letter doesn't tell them they can't. It tells them
to get permission.
No, it tells them if they go, that they can be liable. They're not covered under mutual.
Well, they're liable no matter where they go. It's just like you say, if I go out and do something, I'm liable.
Mutual aid. That's the thing. They can make the decision to go to
the SEC. Yeah, okay, but here's what I'm saying. You're not registering what I'm saying, because I don't know where you got the legal advice to write that letter the way you did.
Because I'm the sheriff. I can send out any letter I want.
I know, Dwayne, but you're not thinking ahead, because...
All right, that's you telling me what the fuck to do.
No, I'm not telling you.
What I'm telling you is, I'm the sheriff. Dennis, shut your goddamn mouth a minute.
Hey, look.
Shut up.
I came over here.
Get out of the office and go right now.
Okay.
Get your ass in my office.
Okay. You called me over here.
Get out.
You called me over here, so I came over.
I'm telling you, you step on my crime scene. You step over.
I didn't step on any of your crime scenes.
I'm telling you for future advice.
I never would do that.
Shut up and listen.
You don't listen to me.
You will not let me finish my conversation.
Finish your conversation.
If you come across my crime scene, you step across the line, I will arrest you. Do you understand?
You have the right to do that.
Now, please leave out of my office. You come in here, you come see me or the chief deputy before you cross the door. Understood?
I'll come over to get CCHs whenever I need them.
When you come through, you sign in. Before you come back, you come see us, okay?
Whatever you want.
Okay, thank you.
See ya.